Unit 2, Lessons 7 and 8. Nothing stopped the mail. لا شيء كان بإمكانه أن يوقف البريد. هنا صورة لبدوي قديم كاريكاتيرية. يمتطي بعيرا أو جملا وفي يده خطاب وكأنه يسابق الريح. إذن العنوان لا شيء يوقف البريد. A. Number one. Look at the title and the picture on the left. Do you think the passage is about the past, the present, or the future? Number two. Find the beginning of the passage. What page does it begin on? Find the end of the passage. Find the end of the passage. How many lines are there in the passage? Number three. Look at the pictures on page 36 and 37. What are the people doing? How are the pictures different? Look at the pictures on pages 38 and 39. Why do you think these pictures are with a passage about the mail? Number four. Look at the first paragraph. What does the paragraph begin and end with? When were the words in the first paragraph written? Number five. How many other paragraphs look alike? Again, number five and eight. Five. How many other paragraphs look like the first paragraph? Who wrote them? Letter B. Here are some names of people and places. Who or what are they? Look at the list of eight words below. First, find the word in the passage and write the line number. Then answer these three questions about each one. A. Does the word sound like an Arabic word, you know? B. What do the words around in the passage tell you about the word? C. Is there a definition of the word in the dictionary at the end of the book? Now let us see what is there. Number one, Xerxes. Two, Sind. Three, Delhi. Four, the Ganges. The first word, Xerxes, is page 36. What line? Sind, 37. Delhi, 37. The Ganges, 38. But what lines? Five, the Himalayas. Again, we repeat five, no, eight, five. Five, the Himalayas. Six, the Mamluk. Seven, the Mongols. Eight, the Balbek. All of them are page 38. But the lines are not known. You have to write the lines. Page 33. Let us see. Unit 2, Lessons 7 and 8. Try guessing the meanings of these words. These new words are from Nothing Stopped the Mail. Look carefully at each one and read the words around it. Then answer the question to show that you have understood the word. Number 1. B.C. However, these words were written a long time ago, in the year 430 BC, to describe the communications network of Xerxes, the ruler of Persia, in the 5th century BC. So BC means A. Born in Canada. B. Built in Cairo. C. Before Christ. D. Below China. Number two, inspectors. The ministries posted inspectors stationed along all main roads made sure that the mail reached its destination. Inspectors are men who, A or B or C or D, make sure a job is done well, build roads and bridges, train soldiers, advise the king about commerce and trade. Number three, stables. The post houses had rooms for the messengers and stables for the camels and donkeys. A stable is A person who rides camels, B a part of an empire, C a place where messengers can sleep, D a building where camels and donkeys can sleep at night. Number 4. Tired. At each post house, the messengers used to change animals, and sometimes the riders themselves changed so that they were not too tired. Most people become tired after A. working hard, B. drinking tea, C. sleeping, or D. eating breakfast. Number 5. Hire. Ordinary citizens had to send messages by caravan, or they had to hire a special messenger. Hire means to bring a message, to pay someone to do something, to travel by caravan, to send special messages. Page 34, Unit 2, Lesson 7 and 8. نستكمل معاني الكلمات ودراسة الكلمات. 6. Sultan. From the border of Sindh to Delhi in India is a 50-day march. But when the officers write to the Sultan, the letter reaches him in 5 days by the postal service. A Sultan is a kind of caravan, service, message, or ruler. Number 7. Third. Every third of a mile, there are tents. A third of a mile is A. 3 miles, B. 1/3 mile, C. the third mile, or D. 3/10 mile. Number 8. Stick. Note, look at the picture on page 37. مفروض ينظر إلى الصورة في صفحة 37. Every third of a mile, there are tents. In these, messengers sit ready to move. Each one has a long stick with bells at the top. Which of these men has a stick? We got 4 pictures. And of course, you have to see it. لابد هذه يعني إجابتها لابد تعتمد على الرؤية. Number 9. Block. These enemies only needed to block roads and attack the messengers, and they could defeat the ruler. هنا في خطأ. مفروض يقول which of these roads. لابد تضاف الاس. أي من هذه الطرق. لابد تكون جمع. نعيد. Which of these roads is blocked? Number 10. Conquer. In the middle of the 13th century, they were afraid that the Mongols would cross the Euphrates and conquer Iraq, Syria, and Egypt. Conquer means to defeat and rule, to come and help, to improve, or to look after. Let's continue with page 35, Unit 2, Lessons 7 and 8. Number 11, Pigeons. Note, look at the picture on page 39. During the Crusades, when special messengers were attacked and stopped, Mamluk leaders began to use pigeons. Which of these is a pigeon? You need to see it. Number 12, Plums. For example, there is a story that one day a caliph in Cairo wanted some sweet plums from Baalbek. His vizier immediately sent a pigeon to Baalbek with the order for the fruit. Plums are a kind of bird, parcel, fruit, or transportation. Number 13. Note, for questions 13, 14, and 15, look at the pictures on page 39. 13 is flock, 14 is bowl, and 15 is tide. The postmaster in Baalbek had a good idea, and before the end of the day, a flock of pigeons delivered a bowl of plums to the caliph. Each pigeon had carried one plum tied to its leg. Which of these is a flock of pigeons? We got from pictures here, you have to see. And which of these is a bowl? Wa'a sultaniya. And how can something be tied with a clock, a spoon and fork, with butter, or with a string? We're finished with page 35 and we move directly to page 36. Unit 2, lesson 7 and 8, letter D. Prepare to read the passage silently at home. ابدأ بقراءة القطع بصورة صامتة في المنزل. Nothing stopped the mail. لا شيء يوقف البريد أو في الماضي يعني. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor night stops these messengers from completing their duties. These words can be seen above the door of every American post office today. However, they were written a long time ago, in 430 BC, to describe the communications network of Xerxes. He was the ruler of Persia in the 5th century BC. It was a very efficient network, but it was not the first in the history of communications. The Egyptians had developed a simple postal service by 2000 BC. The Chinese had worked out an improved system by about 1000 BC. By the time of Islam, extremely good systems had been developed by other people, including the Greeks, the Romans, and the Byzantines. As the new Islamic state grew, its rulers learned quickly from what had been done before, and they improved on it. As a result, by the 9th century AD, سطر 20 الآن, the Ministry of Posts and Communications, Diwan al-Barid, was probably the most important government ministry. Its postal inspectors, stationed along all main roads, made sure that the mail reached its destination, and they also collected information for the government. The Barid was organized in a very efficient way across the state. There were post houses every 4 or 6 miles. They had rooms for the messengers and stables for the camels and donkeys. At each post house, the messengers used to change animals, and sometimes the riders themselves were changed so that they were not too tired. The service was not for everyone. Only the government could use it. Ordinary citizens had to send messages by caravan, or they had to hire a special messenger. However, the system was extremely efficient. A letter from Cairo to Damascus used to take 4 days, and Cairo could communicate with Spain in 1 week. Page 37. The Barid survived for centuries, and it spread to India, where Muslim rulers made sure that it stayed efficient. The famous Muslim traveler Ibn Battuta made a journey to Sindh in 1333 AD and wrote, "From the border of Sindh to Delhi in India is a 50-day march. But when the officers write to the Sultan, the letter reaches him in 5 days by the postal service." India also added something to the service. In addition to messengers on camels and donkeys, they introduced messengers on foot. These were often faster than the mailmen on camels. This is how they were described by Ibn Battuta. Every third of a mile, there are tents. In these, messengers sit ready to move. Each one has a long stick with bells at the top. When a messenger leaves, he takes the letter in one hand and the stick in the other and runs as fast as he can. The men in the next tent hear the sound of his bells as he comes near, and they prepare to meet him. When he reaches them, one of them takes the letter in his hand and runs as fast as he can, shaking his stick until he reaches the next station. In this way, the letter is passed on until it reaches its destination. Page 38, Unit 2, Lesson 7 and 8. We continue with this passage. Nothing stopped the mail. Ibn Battuta also tells us that the rulers used the bereed for more than just letters. They also used it to bring fruit from far away Khorasan, drinking water from the Ganges, and during the hot Indian summer, snow from the Himalayas to cool their drinks. The postal service was certainly efficient, however, it was also vulnerable. Enemies knew the ruler needed the information which he collected through the system. If he did not have this information, he was powerless. These enemies only needed to block roads and attack the messengers, and they could defeat the ruler. This happened in some parts of the state, but in others, rulers developed ways of preventing it. One example comes from the Mamluk sultans of Egypt. In the middle of the 13th century, they were worried that the Mongols would cross the Euphrates and conquer Iraq, Syria, and Egypt. So Mamluk engineers built a chain of watchtowers along the postal routes between Iraq and Egypt. On top of every tower, they prepared fires. These fires could be lit at any time of day or night to send the message, the enemy has attacked. The system was surprisingly fast. News of the Mongol attack could reach Cairo in about 8 hours. Moreover, it was successful. When the Mongols really attacked Iraq, the watchmen on the Euphrates lit their fires. The watchmen at the next tower lit theirs. And tower by tower, the message traveled to the Mamluks. They then had lots of time to prepare to fight, and so they were able to defeat the Mongols. During the Crusades, when special messengers were attacked and stopped, Mamluk leaders began to use pigeons. They built a chain of resting places for their pigeons between Egypt and Iraq, and the system could get a message from Cairo to Baghdad in 2 days. Page 39. Under the Mamluk, only the Sultan himself could open a letter delivered by a pigeon. All the letters they carried were brought immediately to the Sultan, even if he was asleep. In the year 1300 AD, the Mamluk postal service had 1,900 carefully trained pigeons. Like the runners in India and today's Al-Bareed Al-Mumtaz, the pigeons were not only used for military communications. For example, there is a story that one day a caliph in Cairo wanted some sweet plums from Baalbek, nowadays in Lebanon. His vizier immediately sent a pigeon to Baalbek with the order for the fruit. The postmaster in Baalbek had a good idea, and before the end of the day, a flock of pigeons delivered a ball of plums to the caliph. Each pigeon had carried one plum tied to its leg. Adapted from the Aramco World magazine, July-August 1976. نعيد هذه القطعة مأخوذة من مجلة عالم أرامكو في التاريخ المذكور. Letter E. Now, answer these questions about the passage. Number 1. Name 6 early civilizations that had postal systems from A to F, A, B, C, D, E, F. Number 2. What did the Islamic State of the 9th century AD call its postal service? Number 3. In the 9th century AD, how long did it take for a letter to go from Cairo to Spain? Number 4. Why did the Muslim rulers of India use messengers on foot? Number 5. Muslim rulers used the Bareed for letters, but they sometimes used it for other things. Name two other things they sometimes used the Bareed for. A and B. Now we go to page 40, unit 2, lessons 7 and 8, letter E. Now choose the correct answer. Al-Ikhtiyarat. We have from 1 to 11. Number 1. The words which begin the passage were written in A, B, C, or D. America, Persia, Egypt, or China. Number 2. The space had the first communications network in the history of communications. من اللي كان عندهم أول شبكة اتصالات وتواصل. Byzantians, Persians, Egyptians, or Chinese. Number 3. What was changed at the post houses of the Bareed? The animals and the riders? The donkeys and carts? Letters and parcels? The rooms and stables? Number 4. In the 9th century AD, a letter from Cairo to Damascus used to take 6 days, 4 days, 1 week, or 5 weeks. Number 5. Each Indian messenger on foot had to run 4 to 6 miles, 50 miles, a third of a mile, or 1 mile. Number 6. The Indian messengers in their tents prepared to leave when they saw another messenger, got the letters, saw the stick, heard the sound of bells. Number 7. The message mentions several things which the Indian messengers carried. Which of the following is not mentioned? Letters, fruit, water, snow, or gold? Number 8. Messengers on foot were used by the Bareed. However, some rulers tried to develop other ways of communicating because the messengers were too slow, often stole the letters, were vulnerable to attack by enemies, or became lazy. Number 9. The chain of watchtowers was built from Syria to Egypt, from Iraq to Syria, to send one message, to cross the Euphrates. Number 10. The Mongols were defeated by the Mamluks, never reached Iraq, defeated the Mamluks in Iraq, reached the Mamluk capital, Cairo, in about 8 hours. Number 11. Who thought of tying plums to the pigeon's legs? The Sultan, the Caliph, the Vizier, or the Postmaster?